ABC News at 5 is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. Our time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans grappling with climbing interest rates since the pandemic could soon get some relief. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the time has come to make changes. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This is the most forceful way yet that the Fed Chair has said interest rate cuts are on the way. This would be the first time the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates in 4 years. And the Fed Chair is essentially saying the Fed is on track to do that when it meets again in September.
The economy, a top issue for voters this election. Donald Trump was in Las Vegas earlier touting his no tax on tips campaign pledge. Trump picking up the endorsement also of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who suspended his campaign today. A rally will be held in Arizona tonight. A second former Memphis police officer pleading guilty to civil rights violations in the 2023 fatal beating of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. Three other officers also face federal trial next month, and all five are facing state criminal charges. This is ABC News. The U.S. is trying to finalize a Gaza ceasefire deal. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby, though, denying reports that brokered talks in Cairo were close to falling apart.
There's been press reporting out there that, you know, they're near collapse. That is not accurate. There has been progress made.
The U.S. also working to tamp down tensions in the region. Movie and sports fans are mourning the loss of a historic baseball field depicted in a famous movie.
There's no crying in baseball!
If you've seen the movie A League of Their Own, that dugout Tom Hanks was yelling from was Jay Littleton Ballpark in Ontario, California. On Thursday night, the classic wooden stadium and dugout burned to the ground. Aaron Matheson runs a local Little League.
It went up like a box of matches. And it just, watching, you're literally watching history burn.
It was built in the 1930s with a wooden frame grandstand.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell, come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for partly cloudy conditions tonight with patchy fog possible, low 57. Sun to start the day tomorrow, then clouds increasing, high 87, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low of 69. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 79 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Marquette welcomed its largest incoming class since 2018 Wednesday. It was move-in day with just over 2,100 students from 40 states and 11 countries showing up to campus. The class of 2028 is filling 10 on-campus residence halls, including the recently reopened O'Donnell Hall that had been closed for 2 years. Classes for the year are set to begin Monday. Monona Grove Schools has been operating at a deficit for the last 3 years. A letter sent Tuesday to families in the Monona Grove School District says the deficit was only discovered after a review of district finances by new superintendent Tanya Frederick. The Madison Area District's board has taken responsibility, but board president Elizabeth Cook says members were unaware of any problems until the review was done in July. Cook says the board violated several of its own policies by allowing spending to go unchecked. Over the last 3 years, $7.9 million of the district's fund balance has been used, leaving just $2.5 million, or 4% of the operating budget. That's far short of the 15 to 25% of the district budget required by board policy. There is no evidence that district money was used by anyone for personal gain. Another local school district is dealing with a multi-million dollar mistake. In March, Glendale River Hills school officials came forward with a $3.5 million deficit after accounting errors. Now the Wauwatosa School District says they came up with a budget that was $4 million short of what was needed, causing them additional cost. This mistake was reportedly made by the previous chief financial officer and was unknown to the school board. There is a school referendum on the ballot in Wauwatosa. Wisconsin's new Act 12 school reform law requires Milwaukee Public Schools to bring police officers back into its buildings. However, that hasn't happened yet, and state legislators want to know why. State Senator John Jagler has written to MPS's school board president, demanding to know when the officers will return, as the January 1st deadline has already passed. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for promising cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention Thursday night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson had a brief moment at the Democratic National Convention Wednesday evening. Milwaukee's first black mayor referenced mistakes of the past that harmed the city's black residents. Johnson said one of those mistakes happened 60 years ago in a neighborhood called Brownsville, which was decimated by urban renewal and the construction of Interstates 94 and 43. Johnson said the area is rebounding thanks to the Biden-Harris administration, with more green space, bike paths, and walkable streets. Johnson's comments come amid a broader discussion about the future of I-794 connection in Milwaukee. Some advocates argue a 10-block elevated stretch through downtown Milwaukee ought to be torn down to make way for new development. The person leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of a highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next? Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest.
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its July 2024 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, showing a bounce back in new listings after an unexpected decline in June. While it is still a strong seller's market and every region saw growth in year-to-date sales, affordability remains low. However, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has fallen for a second straight month, and the prospect of more short-term rate cuts has likely increased. Specifically, new listings rose 2.7% over the past 12 months, which led to 4.8% growth in sales over that same period. This pushed the median price up to $324,900, which is an 8.3% increase compared to July 2023. On a year-to-date basis, both sales and prices rose 7% compared to the first 7 months of 2023. Total sales increased to 37,374 closed homes, and the median price rose to $305,000. Weak inventory continues to show a strong seller's advantage statewide, which is 3.6 months of supply, which is well below the six-month benchmark, signaling a balanced market. Homes at lower price points below $350,000 had less than 3 months of supply. Inventory was higher for homes selling in the $350,000 to $499,999 price points at 4.1 months, and those $500,000 and higher have enough supply to be considered balanced. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirms that an unvaccinated gelding in Marquette County has tested positive for West Nile virus. It is the state's first confirmed case of WNV in a horse this year. In 2023, DATCAP documented 5 cases of WNV in horses. Symptoms of West Nile virus in horses include fever, loss of coordination, hind end weakness, depression, loss of appetite, muscle tremors, teeth grinding, inability to swallow, head pressing, excessive sweating, and going down with an inability to rise. The disease can cause brain inflammation in horses and people, and it is fatal in 30 to 40% of horses showing signs of illness. While people can be infected by West Nile, the virus does not pass directly between humans and horses. The only route of transmission is from a mosquito bite. Mosquitoes transmit the virus from birds, which serve as natural reservoirs for WNV. Since humans and equines get WNV from mosquitoes, the threat of West Nile virus is normally highest when mosquitoes are most active, from middle to late summer until the first killing frost. DATCAP encourages equine owners to speak with their veterinarians about vaccinating their horses for West Nile virus. The American Association of Equine Practitioners recommends vaccinating for both WNV and Eastern Equine Encephalitis as part of the core vaccine protocol, meaning all horses should be vaccinated for these diseases. In addition to vaccination, DATCAP offers these tips to limit horses' exposure to mosquitoes. Remove items that could collect stagnant water. Keep rain gutters draining properly, turning wading pools and wheelbarrows upside down. Clean and chlorinate pools, outdoor saunas, and hot tubs. Drain water from pool covers. Empty and replace water in bird baths at least once a week. And consider keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active. The first West Nile virus infections of 2024 in human and bird samples were recently announced by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. The infections confirmed that there are mosquitoes infected with WNV in the state that can transmit the virus to people and animals. The 165th Crawford County Fair continues through Sunday in Gays Mills. The Midway is open. The 4-H Bold Blazers drill performance will be held in the horse arena at 5:30, and tonight's grandstand event will feature a tri-state truck and tractor pull beginning at 6:30. Highlights Saturday include an antique tractor pull at 10, the Midway will open at noon, the meat animal auction at 3, Monty Burger and the Country Gold Band at 3:30, and the demolition derby at 7. Wisconsin State Patrol pilots are scheduled to keep an eye out for traffic violations from the air today. The State Patrol's Air Support Unit is patrolling on the Madison Beltline in Dane County. The State Patrol's primary mission is public safety, which includes enforcing traffic laws to help make sure drivers reach their destination safely. Aerial enforcement is one way to enhance public safety efforts. From the air, it's much easier to spot drivers who are speeding or driving aggressively. When a pilot observes a violation, they communicate with ground-based units to initiate a traffic stop. Many aerial enforcement missions are announced publicly to reinforce State Patrol's goal to improve safety through voluntary compliance with traffic laws, not simply to stop or cite drivers. Someone might have a chance to become a half-billionaire in time for the weekend. The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions drawing rises to $527 million. That's because it's been a dry summer for the lottery. No one's won the big prize since June 4th. In fact, only 2 people have won it this year. By this time last year, the jackpot had been hit 8 times. This doesn't change the odds, though. You still have less than 1 in a 300 million chance of winning. Today's winners of $250 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Joe Latica of Waniwok on ticket 1317 and Charles Baronic of Richland Center on ticket 2024.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dennis Fry Sr., 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 2 o'clock Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Woodstock Cemetery, with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Dennis Fry Sr., 75, of Richland Center. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena, died Sunday from injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 2 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 1 until the time of service at 2. In honor of Karen's love for the Green Bay Packers, everyone is encouraged to wear their Packer apparel to the service. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena. Kathleen J., Kathy Albaugh, 72, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Harvest Guest Home. No services will be held. Memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Kathleen J., Kathy Albaugh, 72, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kaylee and Aaron Bobel had a son, Crew Thomas.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Hope you had a beautiful Friday as we set pretty under mostly sunny skies that are now starting to turn partly cloudy. But those high temperatures, nice and warm, scraping 80 degrees. With winds out of the south, they're going to be slowly calming here this evening, allowing some patchy fog to build in. So this means for tomorrow, we'll be waking up with sun to start, a ton of it holding on through the afternoon as high temperatures soar to the upper 80s. As a little bit of mugginess starts to seep on in, those clouds will start to increase by the evening. This is scattered showers and thunderstorms could possibly sneak in there Saturday night, and some of that may linger through Sunday morning. This, of course, as the warm front nears us. We've got those spotty showers and thunderstorms that are really going to be ramping up into next week. So if Sunday starts off a little damp and dreary, don't worry. We'll see a lot of sunshine throughout the afternoon, and it's going to turn hot and humid with high temperatures nearing 90. And by Monday, we spike to 90. Not even just 90, the mid-90s. It's going to be some of the hottest temperatures that we have felt all year long. So please be sure to keep hydrated and stay cool. Check on your friends, your family, your neighbors, especially the elderly. Stay inside in the AC, cool off in a water park or pool, or seek shade. Of course, Monday night, we have showers and thunderstorms rolling in, which continue our chances into Tuesday, too. as high temperatures continue to hold on to the 90s. And by Wednesday, midweek, we get a little bit of relief as we slide to the mid-80s under partly cloudy skies. And if you think we're going to get a break after that, no. More showers and thunderstorms look to dampen the week. So all in all, warmer tomorrow, still dry. Mugginess seeps in by Sunday, temperatures really crank up, and it becomes a little unbearable Monday and Tuesday. What a roller coaster, Wisconsin. Hang on there, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 78 degrees after a daytime high of 80 and a morning low of 51. Yesterday's high was 75 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1947 and tied in 2023 is 100 degrees, and record low set back in 1952 is 43. Last year's high was 100 with a low of 77. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:52. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:16. The winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.10. Our relative humidity is at 49%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 78 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Like Tracks. Are you anxious for school to start again? Ask any number of students and you will get any number of answers. Ask any number of teachers and you'll probably also get any number of answers. School starts again in just a few days. Teachers have already been preparing their rooms and their lesson plans for the year. Custodians have already cleaned the rooms and waxed the floors in preparation for the ambush of feet and shoes in the building. Staff members are busy getting menus prepared, offices prepared, and supplies replenished. Are you anxious for school to start again? Well, that's really not the correct question. The correct question is more like, are you ready for school to start again? Are we truly ready for anything? The life is full of so many uncertainties and challenges that we never can be fully prepared for the unexpected. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here is Phil Nee with details on tonight's football schedule.
There are some great traditional rivalries on the non-conference schedule tonight for area football. Games include Prairie du Chien doing battle at Aquinas in La Crosse, Clear Lake at Royal, Fenimore at Iowa Grand, Viroqua at Dodgeville,
Platteville at Darlington, Cuba City at Potosi Cassville, Portage at Wisconsin Dells, Baraboo Travels to Sauk Prairie, Cashton at Seneca Wazika Steuben, Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg at River Ridge, Westby at Wausau East, Baldwin Woodville at Mount Horeb Barneveld, Southwestern East Dubuque travels to Black Hawk Warren, Mauston at St. Croix Central, Cochrane Fountain City at Brookwood, Black River Falls at Sparta, Monroe at Lodi, Pecatonica Argyle at New Glarus, West Salem at Onalaska, and Nisida at Partyville. Clear Lake plays at Royal, Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Viroqua is at Dodgeville, and Hillsboro at Boscobel. River Valley will not have an opponent tonight as Reedsburg canceled its first two varsity games of the football season. The Blackhawks, though they tried, will not have a first weekend opponent. They'll open up next week at Wisconsin Dells. Richland Center travels to Toma this week. Head coach Andrew Troxell talked about the Hornets' workouts.
You know, we had a really good week of practice, you know, and so it's really nice to kind of solidify who our starters are going to be on the offensive and defensive side of the ball and just really kind of focus on, you know, how to kind of build that a little bit more as we go into Toma. We've got a couple changes for the most part, but we are fairly healthy. And we're excited for tomorrow.
The Hornets kick off at Toma tonight at 7 o'clock. They'll have their home opener next Friday night. And the Ithaca Bulldogs travel to Riverdale. It was a close game last year. Here is co-head coach David Klang of Ithaca.
Yeah, it was right down towards the end. It could have won either ways, and we were lucky enough to kind of pull it off at the end. But they always, doesn't matter what team we have or they have, they always bring the best against us.
Here is Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps.
You know, Ithaca, I think, is Ithaca. They're a physical team. They're going to get after you. You know, they got a pretty strong group of seniors that have been multi-year starters, so definitely got to find a way to try to take away what they do best. You know, for us, defensively, our key is our run fits, you know, trusting our reads, being disciplined, you know, many 11 guys doing their job, not being selfish with stats, things like that.
Pre-game time 6:40 tonight. Kickoff time 7 o'clock from Pickering Park in Muscadet. Ithaca at Riverdale. It's our first high school football Friday night game of the week from WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Home Talent League tournament action will continue this weekend with more. Here's Michael Hernan.
The Home Talent Baseball Sunday League Final Four will continue Sunday with the second week of games. So far, Verona and Sauk Prairie are 1-0, and Sun Prairie and Evansville are 0-1. Here are the matchups for Sunday. Sauk Prairie will be at Sun Prairie, and Verona will be at Evansville. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. In bowling league action, the Lucky Strikers League will start on August 27th, meeting to be held at 6 p.m. prior to bowling. Merchants League will begin the season on August 28th at 6:30. The Brewers knocked out a pair of hits in the top of the first, then didn't get another until the ninth inning yesterday afternoon. The result was a 3-0 loss at St. Louis. That meant the Cards won the series 2 out of 3. Milwaukee begins a weekend series in Oakland tonight. First pitch will be at 8:40, and the broadcast of that game will be on WRCE 1450 and on FM 107.7 with the pregame starting at 8:05. The Packers complete their 3-game preseason schedule when the Baltimore Ravens visit Lambeau Field tomorrow. Kickoff is scheduled for noon. Green Bay opens the regular season in Sao Paulo, Brazil on September 6th against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's only the second international game in franchise history. The National Weather Service says the weather for tomorrow's game will feature sunny skies and temperatures in the low 80s. You will be able to hear the broadcast of tomorrow's game right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at 10. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans were higher Friday. Corn, cattle, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher Friday, oversold and due for a bounce with help from soybean and crude oils. Export demand has improved, with Unknown buying another 120,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans ahead of Friday's open. September beans are up 10 and 3 quarters at 952. November was 11 and a half higher at 973. September bean meal was down a dime at 306.30. The other months were firm. September soybean oil was up 103 points at 41.47. Corn was mixed, consolidating, keeping an eye on development weather and waiting for the final numbers from a major private crop tour, which do look mixed. USDA's next round of production estimates is out September 12th. September corn is down 3 3/4 at 367 3/4. December was 2 1/2 lower at 391. And wheat was down. The spring wheat harvest is moving forward with good yields in some key growing areas. The downturn in global prices was a continued source of pressure. September Chicago was 8 3/4 lower at 502 1/4. September Kansas City was down 9 1/4 at 520. September Minneapolis wheat was 16 1/2 lower at 551 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were mostly lower, getting ready for the USDA's on-feeder report, which was out after Friday's close. October live was down 20 at 175.70. December was 32 lower at 175.20. September feeders were up 37 at 238.57. October feeder cattle were 12 higher at 234.37. And hogs were mixed, mostly higher, with pork up at midday ahead of the USDA's cold storage numbers, also out after Friday's close. October was up 92 at 80.55. December lean was 47 higher at 70.75. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Cash cattle trade activity was sporadic throughout the week. Deals in the south were marked at $183, $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business was at mostly $293, $5 below the prior week's weighted averages. Box beef closed mixed on light and solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.35 at $317.34. Select close $1.57 lower at $300.46. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, down 5,000 on the weekend, down more than 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 260 with a weighted average of 80.76. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 81.25. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 81.19. Pork values closed higher, up 262 at 99.05, and estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 15,000 on the week and up about 14,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The USDA is pointing towards an increase in market-ready cattle numbers. 1.7 million cattle entered U.S. feedlots in July, 6% above a year ago. The comparison is skewed by the July 2023 placements being down 8% from July 2022. Most of those cattle will head to market anywhere from late this year to sometime early next spring. More news is next.
Personalization from an ag lender starts with a trusted advisor, a true partner who asks questions to determine the right financing options for your operation and cash flow needs, and says you belong here. You'll always find that above and beyond service from Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
President of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association says the decline in commodity prices has farmers considering cutbacks on nutrient spending. Kevin Johnson tells Brownfield,
I think we're lying to ourselves if we think there's no cutback out here at all.
Keith Byerly with Mosaic says even in lean years, maintaining potassium levels is vital. Potato leafhopper has been a problem for alfalfa growers in the upper Midwest. Bruce Potter with University of Minnesota Extension says cutting hay should knock back populations.
The other option is to use insecticides. You know, use those judiciously.
He says the leafhoppers feed on the underside of alfalfa leaves and stems by taking sap from the veins. The USDA's cold storage numbers reflect solid demand for beef, pork, and chicken. U.S. red meat stocks totaled 883 million pounds at the end of July, 3% less than the year prior. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
An ag economist is comparing the profitability of organic and conventional crops. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Is organic farming more profitable in the long run? Michael Langemeyer, Associate Director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, says,
specifically looking at 2019 to 2023, the relative crop price, relative crop yield, and cost of production.
We'll find out more after this on Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Ag economist says organic farmers have the potential for a higher return on their investment. Purdue University's Michael Langemeyer says his study compared conventional to organic crop yields.
You're looking at the relative crop price, you're looking at the relative crop yield, and you're looking at the cost of production. And so when you look at conventional versus organic, the organic price is going to be substantially higher, was approximately 1.8 to 2.2 times higher for the organic corn enterprise compared to the conventional corn enterprise.
He tells Brownfield yield is one of the biggest differences between the two types of cultivation.
The organic yield is going to be quite a bit lower. For corn, for example, the organic yield during this five-year period using averages was a 25% lower than the conventional corn yield.
He says for growers looking to expand their marketing opportunities, organic farming could be an option.
It's corn and soybeans are the places where you get a substantially higher net return to land for organic corn compared to conventional corn, and the same with soybeans.
He says the two are more comparable when it comes to expenses and net return.
Depending on the crop, the organic cost can be slightly higher, but really the difference in the net returns is really related to the differences in the prices and the yields, with the price being higher for organic but the yield being lower. So having said that, when you look at the net return comparisons, it depends on the crop you're looking at. If you're looking at something like alfalfa, oats, wheat, those crops, the net returns are very similar.
He says there's about a two-year transition period for conventional growers to consider when making the switch to organic.
Even though the net return difference between corn and soybeans are rather large when going to organic, you'd have to factor in that you've got that two-year transition window. If you're looking at an organic rotation, the Corn Belt, you're probably looking at something like corn, soybean, wheat, or corn, soybean, alfalfa. And so you've got another crop in there that may lower the net returns. The managerial level of going to something like organic is really high.
Langemeyer says less than 1% of all farmland in the U.S. is used for organic farming. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
School's back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message brought to you by River Valley School District, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, and Sunshine and Giggles.
Anything that this old world
was Tricia Yearwood with Real Live Woman on Country and Community. Good evening, I'm Tim Thied. I'm going to be here till 6:45 bringing you some great music, probably between 6:40, 6:45, just all depends on how soon things started. And that's because we'll be bringing you high school football action. Yes, the first high school broadcast of the season, actually the first game of the season in the area, week one of high school football. It'll feature Ithaca at Riverdale. And as I said, 6:40 is our pregame, and Phil Nee and Michael Hernan will be making the call for that game, and that kickoff will be at around 7 o'clock. Right now, our temperature is at 77 degrees at 547. Winds are out of the north-northwest around 3, so not too bad. It's going to be a good night for football, too. It's supposed to get down to about 57, so it's going to feel like football weather out there, definitely, before it heats up this weekend and we have that hot, humid weather coming in. So be sure to enjoy the rest of your Friday, and while you can, before it gets really hot again. Unless you really like the hot weather like me, then you'll be happy with it. Just want to let you know that the Blue River Autumn Fest is being held tonight through Sunday. A men's fast pitch tournament is being held throughout the weekend. Friday includes a euchre tournament beginning at 7. Also going on tonight is water fights under the lights. Roddy Dole will entertain at the Lower Park Pavilion from 7 to 9. Tomorrow includes Maker's Market from 9 to 2, Canoe the Blue at 10, and Open House of the Blue River School from 10 to 1. A beanbag tournament at 1, a blacktop tractor pull at 2, scavenger hunt at 5, and musical entertainment by High Mileage from 8 till midnight. Autumn Fest will conclude Sunday with Monty Burger's Cowboy Church at 9 in the park, chicken barbecue beginning at 11, the annual parade at 2, a sawdust money hunt, also kitty tractor pull, kids water fights, and music by the Other Brothers from 3 until 6.
It's the perfect time to get a jump on fall style at Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event, where you'll find incredible savings on the wardrobe update you need. Shop great looks you can wear now and later with an extra 25% off designer brands that rarely go on sale and 15% off your favorite makeup, fragrance, skincare, and more. Get ready for your best fall yet today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hello, everyone. The Willow Valley United Methodist Men invite you to join them for their hog roast and corn boil. That's this Saturday from 4:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The menu includes sweet corn, pulled pork sandwich, coleslaw, dessert, milk, beans, the whole shebang. All this for a free will donation. Again, that's the Willow Valley United Methodist Men Hog Roast and Corn Boil at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in downtown Ithaca this Saturday. We hope to see you there.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories for the future. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving the loss of a loved one isn't easy. If you can't continue a tradition, why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com or call or visit us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lived. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? Just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have it, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna make you uptown. That was the last time I saw my mom. I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spinning the rest of my life.
Somewhere to go. to save another rodeo. They're always leaving town, chasing sunsets down. It ain't nothing new, yet they're just passing through. That's what cowboys do. Sin for one hell of a ride. As I drew and most of grew, they called him Satan's bride. And the odds of getting even started seeming mighty thin. So I gave the nod and everybody held on tight. Went dancing with the devil on Friday night. Whenever you're in Texas, cowboy's gonna always win. Then it came to the leaving part. Leaving Texas always breaks my heart. But a cowboy's always got some. Sunsets down, it ain't nothing new, yet they're just passing through. That's what cowboys do. They're always leaving town, chasing sunsets down the sea. Adios to you, yet we're just passing through. That's what cowboys do.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is suspending his independent presidential campaign, and he's backing Donald Trump. His sister Carrie says their father would not have approved.
Were he alive today, I think the real Robert Kennedy would have detested almost everything Donald Trump represents.
RFK Jr. is expected to be the special guest the former president says will join him on stage tonight in Arizona. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the time's come to cut interest rates. He isn't saying by how much, but it could happen as soon as the central bank's next meeting in September. Three security guards who held a man to the floor at a